Welcome to Hear Me Roar, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Yellow Jackets on Paramount Plus and Showtime. I'm your host Matthew, and this is for Season 3, Episode 9, the penultimate episode of Season 3. Hopefully not the permanent penultimate episode, hopefully we get a renewal. Season 3, Episode 9, this is how the story ends. Of course, not for the show. Now I'm just sad. Yeah, just feel sad. Thanks, Yellow Jackets. Thanks. why did you have to do that? That was not nice. That's not nice. It's very rude. this is a spoiler podcast, by the way. I'm obviously talking about a character death. That was just sad. I did not like where that knife was. I did not like that. And I love when this show makes me feel nervous and scared. It's one of the things I enjoy most about my experience watching this show. And I just can never predict what these characters are going to do. And I really, really, really like that a lot. Thought this episode was awesome. Continue to thoroughly enjoy this show. And I continue to be very fascinated week to week by the, look, if you're not enjoying the show, then that's up to you. I just think there's far too much impatience in this fan base, or if we call it a fan base. So we lost Van. There's two reasons I'm sad about that. Is because we lost Van, and the way it happened was very nasty and very tragic. And I think I hate Melissa. And also, that means we've lost Lauren Ambrose, which makes me sad because I really loved her in Servant. Servant is no longer on TV because it finished, so I can't get any more Servant, can't get any more Lauren Ambrose, and can't get any more Lauren Ambrose in Yellow Jackets. One thing I did really like is some of the similarities between Servant and Yellow Jackets. And Lauren Ambrose was a part of both, and now she's not a part of either. That just makes me sad. I'm both sad and impressed by this episode. I've got very mixed emotions. but look, character deaths are supposed to hurt. If Van had died and I didn't care, then it means you haven't done your job, but Van died, and I really, really cared. And that's a good thing. It's not a nice thing, but it's a good thing. It's how I'm supposed to feel. I think we all need to learn that a bit more. That I get that characters get taken out of shows in shitty ways sometimes. But if you care about a character and you're pissed off and you're not happy that they've died in whatever way, shape or form, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. It sucks that the character that you really like has gone. But I just didn't like. I was just looking at where that knife was the whole time, and I was like, okay, is she gonna trip? Like when she was standing up, or even when she was sitting on top of her, I was like, is she gonna trip her up, and she's gonna fall on the knife? It's interesting that she was like, I think she did it as a sly joke of like, hey, this is what the wilderness wants, right? Man, you know what, she should just kill Melissa. She should just stab Melissa. I know that it wouldn't have been quite in character for Van, but and she pulled away from it and was kind of, you know, sometimes it's not about being the good person in these types of shows. Sometimes it's about the survival of the fittest, and you should have just done it. I get why she didn't, and it keeps in her character, which is good, but man. Yeah, we'll see where they go with that next time. Of course, this isn't just a review for Van's death and the scene. We have a whole episode to cover here. Yeah, love the episode, thought that was awesome again. I continue to be very impressed with the show. I feel like one of the reasons I am enjoying the show and others aren't is because I am able to be patient. Although we got some It's interesting because people kind of want to know, like, hey, tell us who Pit Girl is now. Tell us how they get off the island now. Tell us everything now. And it's like, that's not how a mystery show works. You've got to have patience. That being said, they have a plan for 5 seasons. We know that plan has been shifted a little bit due to various things. I think if you do a fourth episode, sorry, a fourth, sorry. 10 episode fourth season. I think you can wrap this story up in 10 episodes. Now, if we do get two more seasons of 10 episodes each, so 20 episodes, I'm more than happy to sit through that. Very, very happy to do so, and to let this show breathe and to just enjoy more Yellow Jackets because I'm really enjoying Yellow Jackets. It's just like I know I shouldn't be bothered by like internet comments and things like that. But you know when you're really enjoying something and you just wish that other people could see the same thing that you're seeing. I don't know, it's disappointing to kind of read that and wonder if people are just not seeing the same things that you are, or they're just, I don't know, it's a little bit of a bummer, but it's not going to reduce my enjoyment level of the show. Again, I think about 90% of it comes down to just impatience. Like, okay, if they were, let's say they revealed every single thing in this episode, what do you do for the rest of the story? You know? So there's that. The only little nitpick I have with this episode, and when it comes to things like structure and pacing, which I like to keep an eye on, I understand with this show that you've got a lot to juggle, and there's a lot going on in both time periods in this episode, future and present, or past, if you want to call it that. The structure of this episode was a little off to me, just a little off. It didn't, like, you know, derail my enjoyment, clearly, if you've been listening to me now for these 7 minutes. But if I'm just to be, you know, I always want to, whether I, you know, really love something or really don't, I always want to try to see, you know, everything that's presented to me, and even if I thought an episode was really awesome and I really enjoyed it, like this one, if I notice, even if it's small things, you know, that just don't quite work or don't quite click, to mention them and just be honest and just be balanced. I don't always know how I come across, but I always try to be balanced. Yeah, just that was kind of the only thing I didn't really that didn't really work for me in this episode. It just, you flicked a little bit too frequently in between the two time periods. People keep saying two timelines. That's not what a timeline is. Yeah, that's not how that works, but never mind. So yeah, that's, yeah, just my only little nitpick with the episode is at points I felt a little bit of whiplash of like, oh, you've moved on sort of thing. The pacing of the episode I thought was fantastic. Just the structure of it. There was just certain scenes that it was like, yoink, next scene kind of thing. And I was, oh, okay. A little bit sort of. Anyway, so yeah. All right, we've got plenty of character stuff to get into and plenty of plots and two deaths and the reveal of the pit and what Travis is doing and what Lottie's doing and what Shauna's doing and what everybody else is doing. So let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about all that in a minute. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for two episodes of a TV show,
and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch two episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, let's move into our character discussion. So I'm just going to go through each character. If I happen to divert to another one, it's because they're involved in the same scene. So first up is Sophie Thatcher's Natalie. Just to point out with Sophie Thatcher, who of course was also in Companion this year, a film I really, really enjoyed and have reviewed recently. I thought her acting in this episode particularly stood out. I do think a good chunk of the acting in this show, sorry, in this episode stood out as well, but that scene with her crying and the sort of snow, it starts snowing. I thought that was quite a well done scene. I also really did enjoy her short but sweet kind of confrontation with Shana at the beginning of the episode. I thought that was done quite well. So yeah, if anybody's looking for a young actress for your project, consider Sophie Thatcher, because she's doing really well here, and she was fantastic in Companion as well, so consider her. Can someone also, I'm going to need, because Sophie Thatcher's going to be here permanently until the end, because obviously her Natalie can't die. Speaking of casting and hiring, I'm going to need somebody to hire Lauren Ambrose as soon as possible. And if you can make it in a show that's got the weirdness of Servant and Yellow Jackets, thank you very much, because she's very good at being in those things. So yeah, if someone can hire, maybe she's been hired for something already, maybe she's filming something, and we'll see her soon. But yeah, in terms of hiring people for roles, heck, put both of them in. If you're making a new show or a game or a film or whatever, put Sophie Thatcher and Lauren Ambrose in your project, and then I'm pretty much guaranteed to watch whatever it is. So yeah. I doubt that there is, but if there's any casting directors listening, do that and just write in to me and say, hey, we're making this thing, we're going to hire Sophie Thatcher and Lauren Ambrose, and I will watch whatever it is, or play if it's a video game, whatever you want to put out. And if you want to make it a weird thing, or a Servant Yellow Jackets-esque sort of strange mystery thing, even better. Even better. But yeah, Sophie Thatcher with Natalie. I quite enjoyed her scenes this week. So very, very good stuff there. I'm sure we'll come back to her if anything else pops up. No Teen Jackie in this episode, so no Ella Purnell. Melanie Linsky as Shana. I don't know what you would describe, but you know how they say, like, the wheels have come off. There was something very particular about when the ladies come back to Melissa's house. And she's, like, kind of ready to stab whoever's there. I thought it was going to be, like, the daughter or the mother comes back and they run in and she just hears footsteps and she stabs one of them. I thought something like that was going to happen. Again, I can never predict what these characters are going to do. And I really, really like that. I like that a lot. And Shana is, I think, particularly unpredictable. I mean, you can predict that she might do something wild, but you don't know what that wild thing is going to be. But just something about there's two kind of connecting bits. Obviously, there's a beginning of the episode, which we'll get to in a second. But her just, like, waiting there with the bloodied face. She's trying to, like, clean up. It almost reminded me of, like, you know when you see a serial killer who's, like, invaded somebody's house, killed them, and they're cleaning up the evidence. Excuse me. And they're cleaning up the evidence. Just made me think of that, like, the way she's washing this not towel, like cloth or whatever it was, and she's like soaking the blood out of that, and she's got like the blue gloves on, like these, it's the classic sort of like killer look, isn't it, like the serial killer look, like she's got a knife with her, she's got, you know, the disposable glove, she's got blood on her face, she's cleaning up, and that was a very nice detail, but it was like, they all come back in, they're having an argument about everything else and all that, and The way what kind of got me most about that, the way that Shauna says, and it's played very well by Melanie Lynskey again, is that the very casual nature of how she's like, hey, what are we going to tie Melissa up with? She's like, she's standing here with all of you. Like, what are you doing, Shauna? What's going on in your mind? I mean, granted, for us it was last week, for them it was maybe a few hours ago. You did try to just feed somebody their own a piece of their own arm. I thought that was quite well played by Melissa, and you get again the servant-esque thing there of she's chewing on the piece of what do you call it, the piece of her own skin, and because you kind of thought like, okay, I don't think she's gonna be able to bat this out of Shauna's hand because Shauna might just stab her or something or strangle her or whatever. So you chew it and you use it as ammo. You've end excuse me, ended up having to use your own a piece of your own arm as ammo because she sort of chews it up to give the illusion that she's gonna eat it and then spits it back in her face and runs off. Very well played, very well played. Still pissed off that you killed Van, though, very much so. But that was pretty well played. But yeah, wow, like that, just that whole the whole at home sequence with Shauna, of like the very casual, like, hey, what are we gonna use to tie her up? Just the way she said that just really got me. But again, the bit before that, like, how ready was she to just stab whoever that was? And did she even know who that was going to be? She could have ended up stabbing the daughter. Like, it was wild. It was wild, but highly entertaining. Very, very good. Speaking of that scene, and Misty happens to be the next character, so very nicely connected together. I did not do that on purpose. Misty kind of just admits, like, yeah, I thought you needed a bit of time in the freezer. So, one mystery solved. Yeah, there didn't seem to be a sort of. I mean, I'm glad that Shauna didn't just like, ah, Misty, I'm gonna jump at you and whatever. I don't think that would have worked anyway. But just, yeah, they're all pretty pissed off at her. So, I thought it was good to get that. We still don't know who did the phone, and we still don't know, obviously, who killed Lottie yet. And we still don't know. I mean, the breaks. In terms of the mysteries of everything that's happened to Shauna and why, the breaks is the one where it's like, okay, maybe they just needed maintenance, but who knows what we might find out later. So, still some stuff to go there. Misty also meeting up with Walter. I liked the little helicopter thing. I thought that was quite cool. Gotta love Walter and Elijah Wood. Kind of doing him dirty a bit, playing as if like you're on his side, you're on his team. Yeah, and then tricks him with the chocolate shavings, and she's off with the phone. Now, you knew they weren't going to show it to us. Okay, so she's browsing the photos. Now, we don't know if the thing she reacted to, because she was browsing the photos, we don't know if she was still in that menu. Could have been a message, could have been an email, could have been a video, although if it was a video, you might have heard the sound. Seemed very, very shocked by something. And got the hell out of there. What could it could I don't know what to predict as to. And again, I like that this show, at least to me, maybe I'm stupid or something, that I just don't know. Like, I have no idea what Misty saw. I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know how she's going to react. She didn't seem to be kind of sad towards it. She didn't seem to be angry towards it. Just a plain kind of shock. So it didn't seem like a sort of, oh, I've seen this, I'm angry, I'm gonna go and confront someone. Didn't really get that from it. Just a sort of, I'm shocked. I almost got a sort of, I'm shocked by this image, I'm gonna go and see someone. That's the gist of that I got. But who would she show it to? And poor Misty doesn't know that Van is dead now as well. So yeah, we still don't know, by the way, if and by the way, I don't know why I kept calling her Makari. It's Akila is her name, the black girl with the braids, I think is how you describe that haircut, the one that's been sniffing too much or huff or inhaling too much cave gas from Lottie. Don't know where I came up with the name Makari. So if you're wondering which character I was talking about in all those bits. That's who I was talking about, Akila. That's the one that Travis and Lottie have been taking down to the cave. We still don't know if her and Mari survive past the island, so they could be the next kind of Yellow Jackets. No idea what was on the phone, and I like that I have no idea. Again, could have been a photo, could have been a message, could have been... Maybe she opened a tracking app and Lottie was tracking someone's phone. Could have been anything, but I've got no idea what it was, and I like that, and we have one more episode. Let's talk about next up, teen Shana. I quite enjoyed... Cody is his name, isn't it? Joel McHale's character, although we won't be seeing him again. Unless they decide to eat him, I suppose. We'll get onto that business in a minute. I found it interesting with... So, adult Shana and teen Shana both kind of going a bit more off the rails in this episode. Both dealing with different things at different time points, of course. Didn't think she was going to shoot Cody. I didn't think that was going to happen. We knew she could shoot Melissa, but we knew she couldn't kill Melissa. What I thought was going to happen there is somebody jumps in the way and it's like Mari or Akila or who was still alive at that point in the episode. Maybe one of the background characters could have jumped in the way. Grazes her arm, although didn't actually like injure it, sort of grazes her jacket. I couldn't quite tell if Shana deliberately missed or went to shoot her arm for some reason, because I noticed a little like shift, like a bit of recoil, obviously there would be recoil there, but I noticed, like, and maybe I saw it wrong, her moving the gun ever so slightly when she went to shoot Melissa, but I couldn't quite tell if that was deliberate or she slipped, or she moved to aim from the chest to the arm and then also slipped. I feel like I noticed a little slip in there, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But yeah, everyone's, in terms of Lottie and Shana, the teen versions, everybody's going to be going against them, and those two aren't going to get on, so I can't see a sort of reunion happening there. And yeah, there is a little bit of girly, not bitching, but kind of teenage girls falling out with each other. Granted, this is about a much more serious situation rather than, you know, school whispers or, you know, something like that, or like schoolgirl sort of rumours or stuff. This is a bit more serious than that. The one thing I'm wondering about, because there's the scene, which again we can connect and get into, Natalie gives, I should have mentioned this earlier as well, Natalie meets up with, was it Akila, I think it was, and they take the hiker woman, can't quite remember her name, and she's terrified of like, hey, why have you taken me out here so far and all sort of stuff, and Natalie gives her the knife. I couldn't quite tell, and again, I like that I couldn't quite tell, if, like, because you know how with some of these characters, particularly in the younger timeline or the previous timeline, whatever, and there's, like, bits of wind. You saw it with kind of the Travis and Lottie scene, and it's like the wilderness is kind of giving them little hints or little bits. Now, Shana was restless anyway, and she suspected something was up because... I mean, let's be honest, almost every single one of the girls in the group suspected of, like, they're not all sure what each other is doing and who's going to backstab who kind of thing. But I wasn't quite sort of, I wouldn't use the word sold. The way she clocked onto something's just wrong, I'm going to check the animal pen. I mean, she was correct, but I feel like I noticed a bit of wind go by, and I'm not sure if it was like she's wasn't sure what to do, and the wilderness gave her that little push. Maybe I'm wrong about that as well. And then she went there, and she was correct about it, and like the whole knife thing. One of the more shocking parts of this episode, though, and I'm not quite sure why this happened, but who knows who said what to who at what point off screen or whatever. The hiker woman What was it? Like, it stands up with Cody. They're ready to go. She asks Cody about this jacket, and he says the same thing that the other hiker guy, the one that Lottie killed, about his jacket, because it's got a different name on it, Eric something or whatever, right? And he gives a pretty measured, reasonable sort of like, no, I just got it from this store. It was like somebody else's, they got rid of it, which those things do happen. And the way he said it, I believed him, and I had no reason to not really believe him. And I thought he was being quite reasonable in a way of like, hey, we're supposed to be doing this thing right now. Like, why are you asking me about this jacket? But she clearly wasn't sure about him. I'm just trying to think of like, because it seemed like she took a turn and I wasn't quite there with why it happened. But what I maybe think happened there is she still was unsure about Cody. Not completely sure why. And then kills him to kind of show loyalty to Shauna, because Shauna's one of the ones who didn't want to leave, wasn't it? What was she? It was Lottie, Ty, and Shauna. Those are the three that didn't want to leave. I wonder if she's using that as some sort of play to get in with Shauna, because she sees that Shauna is like one of the main leaders of the group. Because she's got this bloodied knife and is like, hey, I want to be in with what you're all doing. What I thought was actually gonna happen though, and I wasn't sure if it was gonna happen in this episode, but this is what I thought they were setting up. When you get the scene with Natalie and I think it's I almost said Makari again, Akila, and they're saying, "Hey, take this knife, get Cody free, and run for it." Because we had the pit set up in this episode, which I thought was fantastic, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I thought it was gonna be like, okay, we're getting to a nighttime scene. I did watch a video recently. It was posted by the Yellow Jackets YouTube channel, and it was like, hey, here's some of the wildest moments we've had so far. And one of them was from, I think it was either the pilot or the second episode, wasn't it? Where we saw Pit Girl falling into the pit. Now, because I've now had a refreshed look at, well, say look at, we don't know who it is, look at who that is. That is a white girl. So it can't, even though we know that Akila, we don't know if she survives, it can't be Akila. I don't think it's Mari, although it could be. Obviously we're not going to be Ty. If she is Pit Girl. Now, in the Pit Girl scene, she's got like this white, something like a dressing gown or a dress again. You're supposed to not be able to see it properly. She looks very, very, particularly thirsty. Like she's got really, really dry lips in the scene. She's got black hair. It's long black hair. She's a white girl, and she's wearing like a white, it's very loose, like white dress or like dressing gown or something. So it doesn't currently look, she doesn't currently look in that state. And also, the person who we also don't know who comes up to her when she's already dead in the pit because she's been, you know, almost a penetrated, nope, pierced several times. That person's wearing like this proper mask that we've not seen yet, and they're like this fully clothed person with, and when I mean fully clothed, I mean like their entire body's covered, mask and hands and everything else. They've got gloves on, they've got these shoes on and stuff like that, and we don't really know who it maybe is. So I'm glad I kind of saw that again. And what I thought was maybe going to happen, again, not in this episode, I thought they were maybe going to save it for the finale, and it could still happen in the same way, but what happens here with Shauna indicates something different maybe happens. I thought we were maybe going to have a point in the episode where her and Cody do run off. Cody maybe gets shot by Shauna, and she gets, like, you know, the win from that or something. And then the woman keeps running off. Maybe we then ended the episode there, because I didn't think it was going to, because we were running out of time in the episode. And then maybe we open next week's finale, season finale, hopefully just season finale, not series finale, and she falls in then. But the other things that we've got from that, so like there's the full-on Antler Queen stuff going on, Misty's got her cracked glasses, which she does now have, and they're even more full-on in the sort of culty sort of Antler Queen thing. but somebody's sitting there specifically with the antler mask hat thing on, and somebody's also completely dressed up. So it doesn't quite feel like we're there yet. And I would still be. It's just because when we saw the trap set up or discovered by Travis, we'll talk about that in a second. It felt like that was lining up to, hey, they're going to escape late at night and run off. Oops, she might fall into the pit. But given that she's taking this turn, and granted, that could still happen. Shauna could obviously betray her. She could then run off and then fall into the thing. And we've just started winter by the end of this episode because the snow starts falling in the scene that I talked about with Natalie. It looks like it's lining up to that. The only things that are missing from this is like, okay, who is it that's completely, fully dressed up and why? And who is the Antler Queen thing? And because even in the cannibal sort of eating scenes that we've had so far, of course, we had one recently with Coach, they're not in that setup yet. Like, they're not quite at that stage. So I thought it was an interesting way to possibly set that up, but then it didn't quite fully click into gear. She could still be the pit girl. She looks relatively close enough to what pit girl looks like. Granted, there'll be a few other changes and things like that. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting the way those things all kind of line themselves up. What else have we got? Yeah, we do have Travis in this list, so once I get to him, we'll talk about him discovering the pit. We don't know how long he has seen that for or whatever, but we'll get to that in a minute. And next up, we got Misty. This is the younger Misty, who goes to these are called the Black Box. So she discovers that Van has got this box, and obviously they're trying to. I think it was the plane that, like, the front end of the plane, maybe. I couldn't quite tell. And there's like bits of wires and stuff from the crash, and she was trying to see if she could get something from that. I can't quite tell with the geography, because they were at the cabin. The plane wasn't that far from that, because if you remember, Natalie went back to the plane to try to put Jackie's bones back there, and that's where she confronted that deer. I think that was in season two. They move from the cabin to these huts. They've been there for a while now, and the plane's been revisited since. With they put Coach's belong. I think it was Natalie again, put Coach's belongings there. I think that was a couple of episodes ago. So I wonder what the distance between the three things are: the cabin, the plane, which obviously the plane hasn't moved. It can't have moved because even if it supernaturally moved, how would the characters know where it was? And the new cabins. So I don't know. I don't know. They must be kind of close to each other if they're all within, walking distance, I suppose. Yeah, and then she, because we thought she destroyed that box. What, like early season one, the black box, I think it is. And she's got all these computer parts with it that she's pulled out. And she's looking for this one particular like plug thing. I don't know how this thing works. I know I'm using a laptop right now, and I am a kind of computer person, but I couldn't tell you what. I mean, there was a. It looked like there was a something that looked like a motherboard that she pulled out. But she was just looking for this particular plug. But in terms of that radio, I mean, okay, if you gave it to me, I'm sure I could eventually work out how it worked. But I don't know what parts you'd need to repair that. So whatever. Yeah, she finds one of those bits, and yeah, says this is kind of our ticket home. Now, Natalie, because I thought she was, because Misty clearly doesn't think anybody's anywhere near her, right? So Van knows about this. Actually, Van doesn't know about the box, does she? The black box. She knows about the other thing, the radio. So Misty obviously has known about it for a while. She must have stashed it there and then just left it there for a while. Because we're talking season one. It's been almost two whole seasons since then. Natalie comes over, and Natalie doesn't kind of go like, hey, how long have you known that's there? She's more just shocked of like, oh my god, you've got the black box sort of thing. Because even with Cody dead, they can obviously still just use the radio and just try to contact whoever. The thing is, we still don't guaranteed know that if Cody was telling the truth about, yeah, we've got rescue, Or, because I mean, you would kind of assume they have access to an extraction team, but then we still don't really even know where they are necessarily. So yeah, but very, very interesting developments there with Misty and with Natalie. So they're obviously going to team up a bit and try and see what's going on. You could do a quite exciting end to the season where they do make contact, because that doesn't seem like something that should be too far away in terms of the time. We'll see if this new part works though that she's got. So we will see. But will Lottie try to stop them? Will Ty try to stop them? Will Shana try to stop them? Now with this one, we know that there's very few characters that can actually die, because it's not like, Lottie can intervene and they can kill Lottie. Like, there's characters here that cannot die, so don't know how that's going to work. And we do know that they get rescued eventually, because obviously that's how the adult timeline starts and everything. So there we go. All right, we can talk about Lottie and we can talk about Travis together. So how long ago did he find this pit? Because I was very confused as to what the hell he was even doing at first. Because, yeah, how does he know that that's there? Did he see something? It looked pretty clean. It didn't look very bloodied, did it? All the different spikes. Because what I mean is, he can't have seen like an animal fall in there or something and like get the animal out and clean it up and then. I mean, maybe he cleaned it up, but doubtful. I'm just wondering how he found it. How long has he known that that's there? How long has, like. Yeah. How long has he known that that's there? Where did he find it? How did he find it? Because usually with a pit like that, if you find something like that, it's usually because you've fallen into it, isn't it? And Lottie didn't. I mean, she was a bit distracted by the whole wind and the supernatural stuff. Didn't seem to quite notice that she was on top of it. And that was an interesting bit because we know she can't fall into it. I almost wondered if it was gonna like the side of it was gonna fall. Travis was gonna be like, "Oh no, I can't let you die," and grab her and pull her out of it, and then they would have an argument about that or whatever. Yeah, maybe the wilderness decided she wasn't gonna fall into it. I thought that Travis's point here was gonna be like, "You mucked up our rescue." And then just tried to push her in, but we know that he can't because she can't die. So again, I had no idea what was gonna sort of happen there. But she doesn't know that there's a pit there. So, what's Travis's idea? Someone's falling in there at some point. We know that. And also, when we see this pit in the Pit Girl scene, it's completely like the whole place is completely covered in snow, isn't it? So. It feels like a very. Unless you're gonna jump ahead like half a week. I mean, how long would it take to like go from little bits of snow falling to being completely covered? That can kind of happen. Yeah, that can happen overnight, can't it? But then you've still got the other stuff like the fully clothed dressed person and then the freely kind of dressing gown, whatever that thing was, and then the full-on Antler Queen stuff. So I just feel like a bit more time needs to have passed since then, before Pit Girl falls in. So yeah, interesting stuff. Then we have I really liked that this part was just almost loosely in the episode. Callie and Jeff just having a good time. He's kind of, I don't know if I call him the comic relief, but he is the light-hearted relief of the show, isn't he? And is it right that Callie smokes weed? I'm not sure where weed is and is not legal, and, not a good thing, but you get this impression of, like, look, we've been through so much, your mum's off doing God knows what, we don't even know where she is, and, okay, you're smoking weed. It's far from the worst thing that's happened to us recently. And then goes from like, oh, you're smoking weed, and like, okay, whatever. and then to giving her a bit of advice and then actually joining her. Again, is this a good thing that they're doing? Not really, but it's a little bit of the relaxation that they need. And I've not done weed personally. I don't know what that's actually like, but I've heard that it relaxes you. Although I have been next to people that smoke weed, and that is a nasty, nasty, nasty smell. And I don't judge the person that I've stood next to or whatever who's smoked it. I just stand away from them a bit. And for any weed smokers out there that are listening, again, you probably get used to the taste and the smell of it after a while. But how do you do that? How do you get used to the smell of that? I mean, talking of more legal and helpful substances, I don't even like the smell of things like coffee. And weed smells much, much, much worse than coffee. So for any weed smokers out there, like, why do you like it? I mean, okay, it makes you feel good and all that, right? Why do you like it, and how did you get past the smell? Is it just like you get high from it quite quickly and the smell goes away and you just sort of buzz out from it? I don't really get it. Again, I'm not judging anybody that smokes it, apart from, you know, Don't stand by yourself. If you're going to smoke that, just stand by yourself and don't bother anybody with it. Just get on with whatever you got to do there, and just try not to bother anybody else, because it's not nice. It's not nice. You might be used to it. You might be good with it, but just don't be an arsehole about it, you know? So anyway, and they both kind of admit a little bit that, like, yeah, your mum's not great, is she? And he gets lonely with her. And I thought that was a bit of a... I mean, don't get me wrong, the saddest thing in this episode is Van's death. That really was not very nice at all. But Jeff's just trying to get along. He's just trying to get on with his life. Yeah, it was both a bit sad. And just, you know, you look at everything else that's going on in this episode, and you got to keep Jeff and you got to keep Callie around in this show, because they are the sort of just the light-hearted relief, and it's really, really nice to see. Who else do we have? We already talked about Walter, so I don't need to go there again. Ben's not here. We've got Thaisa as well. Yeah, we've got Thaisa to talk about, and we've got pretty much just her, I think, left to talk about. Adam's dead. Been dead a long time. Got Laura. Laura's been dead a long time. Lisa was not in the episode. Because I could talk about... Okay, you got both versions of Ty. The younger and the older one. Those are the only two characters left to talk about. Loses Van in this episode. And that seemed to... Van helping her seemed to click her out of dark Ty into good Ty. But what will Van's death do to her? She fights with herself as well. She gets a phone call. That looked like one of them... I'm trying to remember. I've seen a phone that looks like that when I was very young, and I haven't seen it since. There's like these toy phones you can get that like have rattle things in them. Like the phone itself shakes, and it's got, like, you can shake it and it rattles. Because that's not, you know, an annoying thing to give a child. That's not going to wind the parents up at all. I don't think I had one that rattled, but I had one that looked kind of similar. Granted, this is a hallucinated version of something like that. It just looks similar. It reminded me of that. I think I saw one in a doctor's office at some point. I can't remember what I'm trying to remember. So, and they have the argument about, like, she's not what you want, she's not what you need, all that sort of thing. Van isn't going to have either version of Ty. Sorry, Ty's not going to have... Yeah, you know what I mean. So, just sad overall. Just really sad. Of course, Melissa gets the hell out of there. But no, I'm not good with substituting Van for Melissa. For the, you know, number of adult yellow jackets. Damn. Damn, why did you have to do it? I mean, I get it. You thought that you maybe had to kill her because you had to get her out of the way. I don't know. It just sucks. So, yeah. We still probably talk about move on to the actual final scene. Young and older Van talk to each other. They are viewing, well, technically both of their deaths, because when young Van gets older, this is going to happen to her, but it's not going to happen to her yet. Yeah, Van's like, what the hell? What the hell's going on? Why am I here? Have they done this for every older Yellow Jacket character that's died? I remember them doing it for Natalie. Lottie, was she in the airplane? I can't remember. I don't think so. I don't think I remember that actually. No, yeah. Because that was like, we saw her body, Lottie's body at the end of the episode, and then the episode kind of just ended. Who else did we have it for? Yeah, Van, Natalie, she had one. That was the end of season two. Jackie, did Jackie have one? Wait, no, because there's no adult Jackie, is there? I can't quite remember who has and hasn't had a plane scene. I can't remember exactly what she says, but she hints to her, like, this is why this happened or something, and Van isn't sure what she means. And we are going to eventually find out what that is. But Van isn't. So, that sucks. And that's the end of the episode. Again, awesome episode. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Doesn't mean it's not really sad, though. And I'm bummed out that, yeah, we lost an actress that I really like. And look, if Servant was still on the air, I could still get my Lauren Ambrose fix. But Servant's finished, what, 2 years ago, I think? So yeah, somebody's got to get her in a project as soon as possible so I can see Lauren Ambrose on screen again. Unless we get flashbacks or flash, technically that could be a flash forward. Maybe, yeah, so I don't know. Or maybe like, although who knows, because it's not like people, it's not like, you know, Ty couldn't hallucinate Van at some point. That might happen. Another character might hallucinate Van. Maybe Melissa has like a moral quandary thingamajiggy going on, and she hallucinates Van, and Van says, you know, are you happy with what you've done? I'm just trying to think of where we could have Lauren Ambrose pop up, you know? Who knows what might happen. Could be that just because we've had older Van seeing younger Van, it doesn't mean that can't happen the other way around. Maybe young Van hallucinates her older self to give her a message or something. Maybe says, hey, if you kill Melissa on the island, she can't kill me in the future. Yeah, so there we go. Anyway, that's this episode. I don't think I missed anything. We have been going on a little bit here, so if I did miss anything, there's always a lot that happens in Yellow Jackets. So if you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, if you're not enjoying the show, let me know why. You are allowed to not enjoy the show. I just don't understand why that would be. Anyway, your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. When do you think Pit Girl might happen now that we've got the first little nugget of that? Do you think it might be the hiker woman? Do you think it might be somebody else? There's really only a select few people it could be, unless, of course, it is an off-screen random yellow jacket, because there are those still hanging around. Could be one of those. How do you think Travis found it? How long do you think he's known about it? Do you think that Misty's new signal plug thing is going to work? What do you think that's going to lead to? So yeah, let me know all your thoughts. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, not Twitter necessarily, although you can find us on Twitter. Social media, eTalk UK or Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main eye podcasts. Got a Snow White episode talked about. It's not a review, just talking about what's going on there. Of course, a bunch of Last of Us stuff is about to happen, because we just did two podcasts, my spoiler preview for season two based off the game. And of course, we talked about the Neil Druckmann and Israel-Palestine situation, everything going on with there. David, join me for that. We're going to have a season 2 spoiler-free preview podcast next Wednesday. Sorry, this upcoming Wednesday. Wednesday for next week is what I mean. So look out for that. And of course, 13th/14th, depending on where you are, what time you're watching, The Last of Us returns for season 2. So we're going to have this show finish, Yellow Jackets finish next Friday, the season finale. Please renew it before we continue to get scared. Even if it is for one more final season, because I think they can wrap the story up in 11 episodes. Doesn't mean I want them to. I want another 21 episodes if that's what we are going to get. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, we're going to pretty much go from Yellow Jackets into The Last of Us and cover season 2. There's also Gaming Talk this week. Did a solo episode because Robert's our schedules didn't line up this week, so talked about some stuff over there. What else have we got? Yeah, Last of Us stuff, Snow White, Gaming Talk. United Castle will be back this Sunday. Of course, the Manchester Derby. There's not a lot riding on this one, but of course, you always want to win your bragging rights, don't you, over your noisy neighbours. Although they're not so noisy because they don't fill out their stadium, but that's a different topic for a different time. But yes, Manchester Derby this Sunday. I will be covering that and we'll see what goes on. No Erling Haaland to do any scoring for Manchester City, so we'll see how that goes. And yeah, check out all the content we've got: entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, Mary Night podcast. I am trying to review, just for film reviews by the way, Novocaine, which has got Jack Quaid from, of course, he is in Companion with Sophie Thatcher. So another reason for you to go and watch that film. He's in that. I am looking to try to watch that, but the showings have been reduced again. So well done to whoever's done the deal over there. I'm not going to be watching the Minecraft film, and I'm not going to be watching Snow White, so don't expect any podcasts from those two, apart from the Snow White podcast that I've already done, but I'm not going to be watching or reviewing that film, so don't look out for that podcast. And then next week as well, there's going to be, I think it's called Warfare from Alex Garland. Really looking forward to that. And also Sinners, Michael B. Jordan, Hayley Steinfeld, and a whole bunch of other people going to be in that. So looking forward to that. But I don't know when I can review Novocaine because there's a showing for it tomorrow at 11 p.m. But I'm not going to that one. but yeah, that might be another VOD for a few weeks' time. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, that's all the content that we've done. Of course, word of mouth, social media, listening to more stuff is how you can help us out. If someone mentioned something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. You can still listen to this week's Geek Town Radio. Well, I said all that really fast. There's a new co-host on this week's Geek Town Radio, so go and check that out and see what's up with that. Going to stop mentioning Twitch. This is going to be last episode I mentioned Twitch, not because we're quitting on it, but I just don't really use it. But yeah, Geektown Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk, and YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks very much for listening, and season finale next week. It's just dawned on me, actually. One more episode, hopefully not just one more. We need a renewal. We should find out in and around next week's episode. Of course, if they cancel the show after I've reviewed the finale, I'll obviously do a podcast for that. If they renew it after the finale, I don't know that I need to do an episode just going, hey, it's been renewed. I'll just tweet or something like that. Of course, if it gets renewed before next week's finale, we could talk about it on there. So that's kind of the plan for that. But yeah, Paramount, you need to at least need one more season, at least. So we can at least, even if it's shortened, to wrap up the story in some way, shape, or form. So, yeah, you got to get your renewal in there. But yeah, season finale next week. What will we find out? What the hell's going to happen? I ain't got a clue. I ain't got a clue. Yeah, anyway, I'll see you next week for the, unless you're here for Last of Us stuff or Gaming Talk or whatever else, or any other podcasts I could do. I'll see you next week for the season finale. Could be bonkers. Probably will be. Anyway, I'll see you then for that next week. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.